biggest bad boy of podcasting is an entertainment-based wrestling program. The opinions shared are that of the host and their guest. Some celebrity voices are impersonated and usually not well. This program is not intended for kids and certain adults. Listener's discretion is advised. You have been warned. Now let's get ready to podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is AJ Kirsch, a.k.a. Broson Joe Brody.
And this is Follow Bob.
This is Alita.
This is Halston Bobby.
This is Darewolf PJ Black.
This is Kathy Campanelli.
This is Tom Garland. That's right, comedian Tom Garland from the movie Headstrong with Rob Van Dam. And right now, you are listening to the
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys.
Vegas Bad Boys podcast. Like, share, and subscribe. And if you don't, you can catch me outside. How about that?
Wrestling talk.
I love wrestling talk.
Is it time for wrestling talk?
Wrestling talk.
I love wrestling talk.
It's time for my wrestling talk.
Don't bother me. It's time for wrestling talk.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting presents Wrestling Talk.
Welcome to another edition of Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting. I'm your host, DJ Impact, and I got all of the bad boys here with me. Fellas, we have a lot of wrestling talk, and man, we even got to talk about that last ride, right? Yeah, we're going to talk about that also towards the end. I know, right? But let's start off with WWE Raw this past Monday night. I'm curious on what you guys thought of the show. Hey, Christian came out again, and he looked like he was ready to fight Randy Orton. I mean, were you guys excited?
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't. He was in his regular clothes.
You say he looked like he was ready to fight, not like he was ready to wrestle a match.
Yeah, exactly.
He was ready to fight on the mic.
Yeah, what did you guys take on the show?
I'm going to tell you right now, Randy Orton can do no wrong.
Yep.
And if you didn't believe in Randy Orton 10, 15 years ago, shame on you. Still the same Randy Orton. Love him. Love him, love him. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's fire. As far as I'm concerned, he don't need a goddamn title. And he told you on Monday. Amazing work once again. And I loved what he did to Christian. And he was just sitting there. He was just scared so much. Take care of him. Take care of him. I love it. It's just something about that is just weird to me. It's like, I don't know. It's just, I love Randy Orton.
You know what? You're dead on there, Street. I mean, there is absolutely nothing wrong that he can do. He's showing that he doesn't need to be in the title picture in order to make, an impact. I would, however, like to see, it's been a while since he's been in that mix, and you've got some credible, champions right now, so why not? But I thought outstanding promo. I really enjoy also too from Raw, Lashley breaking away from Lana now, because maybe finally,
yes,
Lashley will get the push that he deserves. And I like MVP as his manager.
I love him saying, "You thought."
Yeah, but I like that. And, it's interesting, as they just announced for Raw, that Ric Flair is going to be celebrating Orton as the greatest wrestler. What's coming next?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, you two. Go fuck yourselves.
There's a lot of people out there that think you could see an intergender match between.
A lot of people? Are you talking about the Smarks? Are you
the
talking
marks
about
on the board.
Blue people and Papa Smarks Village? Come on.
Hey, listen, if you are calling.
If you put Charlotte Flair in the ring with Randy Orton, that is absurd, man.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think it should happen. But there's talk, not just in Smarks.
Who's talking?
Huh?
Who's talking?
Bully pitched the storyline on Busted Radio.
Bully?
Yeah.
So how long has he been working with WWE?
Yeah. How long has he been on the writing staff?
Hey, I'm just saying.
Dude, oh, my God. All right.
Look, let's just say it like this.
He's not the only one. I have other friends that have pitched
this. Oh, now your friends are fucking writing the show.
Hey, look, we all can have ideas.
Look. My question is, okay, let's just say it was a good idea. I ain't saying it's a good idea. My question is we going to put a little bit more meat on the bone? Because it seems a bit shallow. Charlotte and Randy Orton, come on. They got to be a little bit more meat. Where's your creative juice, Lucky?
What the fuck happens to Edge?
Well, Edge...
He's nursing an injury.
But, you know...
Pretty serious injury.
Yeah, but, you know, what I'm saying is you go from one thing to another. Charlotte makes no sense, dude. It makes no sense. Oh, I'll tell you why it makes sense. Because Ric Flair, I think, is related to her. And that's why I'm fucking smart.
No shit.
The fact of the matter is it would be awesome in terms of the quality, but don't just fucking just rush this in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going to build up to using Charlotte Flair. And by the way, personally, and I've said this many a times, to me, Charlotte Flair is the best all-around athlete on the fucking program. And not only the program, but in the company. Okay? She is a future fucking Hall of Famer. If you look
at her,
right? The fact of the matter is that take your time doing things with it. But you assholes like to just rush right into it.
Oh, Toro, what you mean, assholes?
No, seriously.
I mean, you know.
And the only reason I say that is because how did the fucking four horsewomen thing pan out for you there, buddy?
Mm.
Well, the problem is, they added way too many freaking elements. They had it good the first time, and then they overcomplicated. So I agree with you, Michaels, in the sense of part of why WWE complicates shit that's golden is because they rush shit.
What was golden? What are you talking about?
Some of the ideas that WWE had. I mean, conceptually in the beginning, it was pretty decent. Some of the shit they come up with, but they either rush it or they complicate it. All right, you know what? I lost you. Let's go on to the next.
History of the WWE?
I'm talking about the WWE.
What the fuck? The whole history.
Well, I don't know about the whole history. I don't know about the golden era.
Oh, my God.
I don't know about the golden era. I'm just talking about what we were talking about relevant to right now. Am I not making sense? Am I not clear?
Apparently, you just said that the WWE has had good ideas and bad ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's long and short of it. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
Hey, maybe there's somebody that's listening that doesn't know the obvious, and it's up to the Uncle Simon Street to point out the fucking obvious. Okay?
Uncle Simon Street.
That's right, Uncle Simon Street. Okay. All right. And if you need more, I'll read Rainbow Your Ass a story about how WWE has flunked up a whole bunch of shit.
Now, do you promise? Can we do that next week?
I promise. If you play the background song, I'll do it.
Impact. Your homework for this week is to create a drop, and Simon's going to have a fucking reading rainbow skit here next week.
And you know what? You don't have to take my word for it. Da-dum-dum. All right, next.
So that was Raw, right? We're good with the Raw.
Yeah, I mean.
That was Raw.
That's
Wait. Yeah, nobody want to talk about, like, Dominic coming in and whooping up on your savior. You don't want to talk about that?
Nobody. He didn't really whoop up on him. He got a drop on him, and he ran around the ring.
Okay. Nobody.
It was all right.
I mean, nobody want to talk about this whole Tozawa building up on these ninjas here?
Huh? Who's the black ninja?
Huh?
Yeah. The 7-footer.
I think we figured it out. He was in a training class at the performance center.
Yeah.
So I just me being an ass, I would personally love for this whole Rey Mysterio storyline with Seth Rollins to end with Seth Rollins converting Dominic and having Dominic cost Rey and actually turn on his dad.
Can he retire him?
That yes, would be retire awesome. His dad.
Yes.
Mm. Okay, so go ahead, Lucky. Tell us about how everybody you know has already written that storyline and it's already old and gone through.
Hey, I just got one thing for you. Can you read between the lines?
Hey, he was practicing that one in the mirror, Michael. So yeah. Recognize, man. That was well cursed.
He's been holding that one back all week just to use that at some point this week. Just so you know.
It's only fitting for one person.
The question is, Michaels, do you want the smoke?
Ooh. Next.
We'll get to the smoke show. That's a Wednesday.
That was good.
All right. All right, y'all. Well, then that's Raw then, you know. Exciting show. Let's move over.
It was a pretty good show overall. It was.
Yeah, you know. And Asuka's still alive after a match with Nia Jax.
So. Alert the media. Alert the fucking media.
There should be like signs like say 144 matches without
days since an accident.
Days since accident. Nia Jax. Wow. And have a manager that does that. Goal.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right, let's move over to on Tuesday, Impact Wrestling. That's exciting. Yeah,
Impact on Impact.
I know, right? There was the Impact World Tag Championship match. Now, I told you all last week, I they was hinting at maybe breaking up the Rascals. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, after watching this episode, I mean, it's, you know, Trey got knocked out again. But this time it doesn't seem like it came from Wentz or Dez. So, I mean, we don't know, but they didn't play it up as if they maybe had something to do with it. So maybe they're not going that way. I don't know. But nevertheless, yeah, say it again.
Yeah, they left that storyline open.
They did. They had a championship against the North. And, of course, the North retained those titles. So that was a real.
I don't know who's going to beat the North.
Absolutely. There also was, all right, I know you guys don't want to think it is the most prestigious title in the industry, but there was the TNA World Heavy Championship against Moose.
Moose. You were so hard on for Moose.
Moose and Hernandez. Hey,
you know what? I don't know if all that's deserved, but I'll tell you what, Moose, like, ever since they strapped that title on him, like, he has up a whole nother level.
Absolutely. Yeah, so
I think we should all channel our inner Moose and create a belt, and we should just launch it to the fucking moon.
Lucky already has.
Yeah, I'm actually working on my own championship.
Mm. You know what's scary is that I actually really fucking believe you, and you're just gonna pop it on the show with your belt,
the not say shit. Title belt.
Yeah, not say shit. Just sit there, wait for us to tell you the shit. We're not gonna tell you shit.
Title on my shoulder.
No, but we're not gonna tell you shit. We're just gonna look at you like this. Really,
like Smarksville Championship Wrestling over here.
That's a nice name for that.
Yeah. Smarksville.
I'm in with it,
DJ. To get off of Smarksville. So did anything, because I don't get access. Can you tell me what happened with Joey Ryan and Elgin?
Joey Ryan and Elgin. I'm trying to remember.
Because course might be changing very quick.
You think?
This week.
I mean, I know they have been running a I know. But
like Elgin is basically set up to get the title.
Yeah. Yeah, I
I'm going to go out on a limb and cite Dave Meltzer and say plans changed.
Yeah.
Call the guess.
And Steve, how do you feel about Joey Ryan being part of a gimmick that's about cancel culturing? I just can't. You can't write.
I love the irony.
Yeah,
and I'm just gonna leave it at that. Everybody knows that I love to call out irony and hypocrisy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't they say that art imitates life, or life imitates art?
Life imitates art.
Yeah. That's true.
Why is it so uncomfortable? It just got so uncomfortable.
Who would have thought that after all these years and all the rumors of Impact Wrestling going out of business, that it would actually take this to, you know, basically steam, just stop all of their plans. And now they're really going to have to reshuffle their roster. They're going to have, they're at a crossroads yet again. So
I tell you what, man, they are like, with no disrespect, they are like whatever animal survives apocalypses in freaking, mm-hmm. I mean, they're amazing.
There are only three things that will survive an apocalypse: cockroaches, Twinkies, and Impact Wrestling.
Basically. It's to the point now that if ever, and I'm not wishing this on them, if ever Impact stops, I won't believe it. I'm like, ah, whatever. It's like the apocalypse. We've had this four or five times. Oh, coronavirus, a.k.a. Impact is now finally finito.
Well, I was, I'm trying to get to enjoy Impact Wrestling a lot more, so I don't want you guys to kill that for me.
It was very enjoyable, you know, and... Who knows what's...
But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's going to be some changes. Anyway, that's about it for this week's show for that.
A couple more teases.
Go ahead, man. Jump in.
Of talent that, you know, they're, you know, throwing hints out there.
Sure.
During the Moose match, EC3's music played.
Right.
So, you know, the teases still continue to happen. We'll see who they actually get leading up either to Slammiversary or at Slammiversary. But, you know, they're definitely keeping things interesting.
Well, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be the debut of fake EC3.
Wouldn't he just retain the same thing he already had?
No. I'm talking about, they don't actually bring him in.
Yeah, it's like the it's like the Macho Man impersonator from WWE.
Yeah, he's a fake razor.
That's EC4. Here we go.
EC4. Yeah,
EC4.
All right.
Yeah.
Next up,
Segway.
Where are you going first?
Well, NXT gives you the hard on, so let's do that one. Get it out of the way.
What?
Wow.
So let's start there. I should just let you take over that. But before that, was anybody would anyone get fooled when they heard Imperial music for the second time?
Oh, that was the best shit.
Oh, I loved it. That
was great.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And Fandango purposely took his time.
Fabio and Marsupio.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. What do you think, King Lucky, of the show, man?
What'd you say?
Go ahead. Tell me what your thoughts on the show.
Yeah, I thought it was a good show. Wednesday night had me thoroughly entertained. The fact now that they're doing this match with the three-way with Keith Lee, Gargano, and Balor, you know, you could look at so many different ways that you could book this and who would benefit more. And then the winner goes on to face Adam Cole for winner takes all, which, you know, leads to a lot of interesting roads, you know, coming out of that match. You know, if Adam Cole then retains his belt and then gets the other one, you know, what's the play there? Or, you know, is there somebody like,
hey, here, wait, a really good, you just brought up something that is always a great question. So, how do they make it where it actually matters to Adam Cole that he has that title?
Mm.
Why does the person with the top title ever give a shit about wrestling for the secondary title? You know, and will they play that? Maybe it goes into the character.
You know? Unless it's for bragging rights to say, hey, I've got all the gold. Yeah. I'm that good.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would play into the character.
Yeah.
But, you know, most likely we already know that the scenario of commonality is the championship goes to one of those three guys, mm-hmm. and then that belt gets vacated and, you know, put into a tournament or whatever the fuck they do with it.
I would foresee some sort of a thing where you have Keith Lee go over mm-hmm. In the first match, and then you know, you've got Keith Lee versus Adam Cole, and then you have Killer Cross come out, and it's a DQ or a no contest or whatever. That way, everybody is protected.
Cross has got to get past what's his face?
Bronson. Get off more than he could chew.
He is a big boy.
I mean, you know, I think that's a good way for them to continue to further Cross, you know what I'm saying, before they get back into this groove that they just put him in with the title thing. So
you had to phrase it that way, didn't you?
The title thing?
No.
Oh, what? Oh, put him in with what we were talking about last week. That. Yeah. Oh, he probably didn't even realize he said that.
I'm sure he didn't.
No.
But let's make it. The best thing on the show was the psychiatrist scene.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Without question.
That was awesome.
Without question. Yeah. Having it blatantly be Kyle O'Reilly. And yeah, it was just, oh my God. Great usage.
Yeah. And I'll also say, too, like, I really enjoyed Sasha and Bayley going over.
I was just about to say that.
Winning their titles. And the stuff that they're doing right now is just outstanding. Like, you know, them working every show, but then the stuff that they're doing at commentary and the promos and just the slow burn that they're doing with this angle, it's outstanding. And somebody mentioned it a while ago, I can't remember who it was, but how Sasha's carrying the load,
mm-hmm.
uh-huh. yep. doing the majority yep. of the wins and the pins.
Yep.
And if you look at it, she's slowly but surely picking off all those contenders
mm-hmm.
until she just said, hey, where's my shot?
Yeah.
Very much so.
A really, really smart person said that.
I'm guessing it was you.
I'm just saying.
Fact of the matter is I'm just proud of you for not saying that.
It was me.
No, I'm proud of you for not saying that this was leading to the Four Horsewomen.
listen, it hasn't happened yet, but it should happen. And it will happen down the road. As long as they can get Becky to come back from being a mother.
Good luck.
Yeah. She accomplished quite a bit. So, you know.
I will say this. I appreciate you guys recognizing greatness when you talk about Bay, a.k.a. Sasha Banks. I want to put that out there. So I appreciate it. I don't even have to talk about it. But I will talk about is out of the title defenses that Bayley and Sasha have had so far, this has been the best title defense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you right now, Shotzi Blackheart is gold.
Yeah.
She's going to be great. On her way up. Her in-ring prowess is believable, great, very athletic. I love how she drives her freaking, I don't even know what to call it, mini-ass
tank. Mini tank.
It's freaking amazing. and I like that other wrestlers are recognizing her call.
Yes.
She's going to be awesome on the main roster with Ruby Riott.
Well, they're phasing out Ruby Riott, but they probably will pair them
together. Well, no, this would be a way to bring Ruby Riott back.
That would be great. Yeah. That would be great. Reforming the Riott squad, but more of what it should have been.
Yeah.
Than what it could have been.
I would be totally cool with Ruby Riott going back to NXT.
Oh, hell yeah. That was one person I was hoping would go back to NXT.
Yeah.
But also, too, not to mention Tegan. Mm-hmm. Always amazing to see her. She's athletic as well. You know, as long as, like they say in sports, if she can just stay healthy.
You see great things from her. Yeah. Santos Escobar. Yes. I love the segment.
I love the character.
Yes.
Ooh, did you see what he did to your boy? The little leprechaun boy? He didn't make the table. Maverick. He didn't make the table. Did anybody see that shit?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, you good? He's like, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that was.
Was that table for Escobar's ass? because it wasn't for Drake Maverick.
It wasn't. It was. The segment was fire though. The segment was fire. Yeah. So.
Yeah, and just put Selena Vega with them. It's like they're doing with those guys what they should have been doing with Andrade.
Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
That's one thing I didn't say with Raw, and I'll say it real quick. I don't like how they're pulling away from Selena Vega, and I'll leave it at that for a later discussion.
You don't? I
feel like they're starting to water her down. They're making her look like, okay, I have people who can't get along. Where does it go from there? How does she get them to be along? I'm starting to see that they're not as invested as they want to.
Well, ask Paul Heyman.
That's a good, very good point. That's probably what it is. Now that you say that, yeah.
But her main client has always been Andrade, so this is an opportunity for you to then take Garza and...
I'm going to be honest with you. Garza's been more on fire the last 3 weeks. Actually, to me, I'm going to be bold. Garza's a way better pick than Andrade.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Right now, he is what they wanted Andrade to do.
He could speak English.
Yeah. And that's I'm going to be real. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's call a beaver a beaver.
Okay.
Beaver's a beaver. That's all I'm saying.
Let's call a beaver a beaver.
Okay.
Watch. That'll be a saying from now on. You watch.
That'd be your saying.
Hey. Put that shit on a Simon Street t-shirt.
Yeah.
Let's call a beaver a beaver.
Sure, hit the beaver street. A beaver. I don't even know what he means by that. But
well, I will tell you, I was entertained with, believe it or not, Robert Stone. I enjoy.
Oh, yeah.
He
oh, yeah.
was hilarious. How he took that fall off the ring because he was. Dude, I was like
the puke bump.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He was very entertaining. So
projectile vomiting is gold.
Oh yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
Oh, so
he has really gotten behind that character.
And, yeah,
and you know it really shows his acting ability. At the end of the day, I mean,
yeah,
you know, we saw both ends of the spectrum with him. So I think that he is definitely showing his acting prowess, and they definitely have taken note of it. I'm sure by this point. So
absolutely,
and to know where he came from, to know where he came from is crazy. You know, what I mean, like he's night and day, other than the weight and not being so jacked, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I mean, yeah, he looked like Jack Sparrow laying out there. just like Pirates of the Caribbean was drunk. All we needed was a damn dog right there.
Oh, let's call a beaver a beaver.
Yeah.
You said it, man. You said it. See, that's where it starts. It is so despicably stupid.
Okay.
You don't say that shit. There you go. It's like mumble rap. How can I lose?
Let's jump over to Steve's favorite. AE Dubs, and I got a question for you, Steve, and I know because you probably have insiders or like King Lucky, you know, you got friends, you know, who have the info. I'm just curious, and I know you know, where's the doctor? Where's the doctor? Where did Big Swole take the doctor? I just want to know, because I you know, we got to make sure she's back next week.
Dude, did you not see her getting dumped into the dumpster?
Yeah.
She got dumped in the dumpster. I know. You didn't see that part?
I did.
But well, that's where she went.
I know.
And afterwards, where she was actually Oscar the Grouching it.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Right. That was, and she got turned into a meme from that. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So. That segment was so money.
Yeah.
They showed her, and then when they showed Big Swole as the driver, I was like, oh shit. And it was so good.
Did you notice the dialogue that was used as well?
Where you want to go, babe? This is a baby or something?
No. They said, where to, doctor? Which was the exact line that Undertaker used when he appeared in the limo with Stephanie during the Higher Power abduction angle.
About that.
So he called Stephanie doctor?
No. He said, where to, Stephanie? And then,
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. It was an obvious.
How do you make that? How do you make that connection? I wouldn't have never.
Because if it's something that stands out in your mind,
that's an iconic, like an iconic moment in WWE.
Every AEW fan does this. Look, they just
make fun of it.
No, dude, I thought that it was funny. That's it, you know. Well, I'm not allowed to find references from another company's TV show funny anymore. Okay,
cool.
I would like to find their own references funny, like when Britt said she needs to find God. That was fucking awesome. You know, the one thing though about the whole Swole thing, which they could have lived without. Why did that particular vehicle have a camera installed in its dash?
Willing suspension of disbelief, brother. We got into that last week. So, yeah. Why do they have cameras in any of the vehicles when there are altercations backstage?
Oh, yeah. No.
It's almost like watching.
But at least they are the same quality of camera.
Yeah.
That's reality TV.
Like, just show me the
camera on a golf cart. Hey, let me ask you guys this. What did you think about Dark Order taking Anna Jay? Like,
yep.
Best thing they've ever done is stop Brody Lee from talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which is funny because the whole thing we talked about before was, oh, WWE didn't let him talk.
Yeah.
And now it's like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Don't let him talk and let him bring in a girl or woman or bring in, you know, I mean,
let his actions speak for
him. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And then the whole correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't somebody, and I legitimately don't know, but I could have sworn that one of us five at some point did say that they needed to expand the Dark Order and include female representation. So. Simon. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
I said it, and then you call out. You.
Yeah. But no. Like it's something that definitely has been needed, and you know it's awesome. It was definitely needed. And let's be real too. Let's not slight her opponent in that match, Abaddon. One of the unique looks that you'll find on any roster.
That was freaky.
And she committed to the crawl.
It was straight out of a horror movie, and it was fucking great.
And she committed to the crawl.
But yeah.
She did not get out of it. Not one. I was like, man.
I just felt like.
Wait, really quick. DJ, did you actually kind of turn your head away when she came on screen?
No.
DJ don't like them. Their horror films. So I'm pretty sure that he's just like to his wife. Like,
I can handle the wrestling shows. It's just a. It's just the movies, man.
No,
you only saw one. That was scary bathroom movie.
Break. That was bathroom break for Impact. He was trying to make an excuse for some way to get out of the room.
No, he could handle that, man. We went and saw Us. You could handle that.
No, that's not. That wasn't. No.
Us.
Come on.
That was a great. That was a great movie, but it wasn't a horror movie.
Yeah,
it was a psychological thriller. That. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
It's just like right now they're trying to. You know, the movie just came out. You should have left. I think there's the name of the movie.
Kevin Bacon.
I'm not gonna watch that movie. Okay, not gonna see it. I don't know if he should have left or not, but from the clips, he probably should have left. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, great segment on that show.
I thought it was an interesting pairing. I mean, it's definitely the. I thought the low hanging fruit was to have her go into the Dark Order, but then taking Anna Jay, you know, you could do something different with it. I mean, who knows? We'll see what happens. You know, like maybe she'll be his sacrifice or, you know, depending on how dark you want to go with that story.
That sounds like some Candyman shit, man.
Yeah. But I'm saying, like, you know, they control her mind and then she's his bride. You know, I don't know. They probably can't do that now.
I would, that's going on.
Yeah, tone deaf. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
It's hard to know.
Jesus.
But, I mean, we're entering his family, his fantasy catalog.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a good time, bro.
No.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
Again, this happened on last Wednesday. Yeah. So
true.
No, everything didn't start hitting the fan until Friday.
No. I understand that, and that's totally fine because she did not become a sacrifice or a bride or anything. They can put her under a mask or whatever. That's all good. You're the one who just, after knowing everything, just booked the fucking angle. That's what I had a problem
with. Stop making me the bad guy. I'm not. Aww. Anyway.
Is that what they teach you in class?
Yeah. I got to call a beaver a beaver.
That's right.
Hey, elsewhere, real talk. I mean, I'm so happy to see Strobe Daddy. He got picked up by AEW. Dude is uber talented on the mic, in ring.
Yeah.
It's a really good call. We talked about it a couple weeks ago with the diversity in the show. This is one that they didn't let slip away because dude is super talented. So I'm happy that he got signed. He's going to make an impact in AEW.
May I also say about that match as well that he had, because it was with Cody.
Yeah.
They gave us a little bit more details of what that TNT title was about.
Uh-huh.
They mentioned that all it takes is for Tony Khan to sanction a match. Mm-hmm. You could be from any promotion, they stated. You don't have to be with AEW. So that makes that title a little bit more relevant in my book and also makes it interesting.
So I have to ask, did you guys notice the little seeds that they dropped in Cody's promo at the very beginning of a possible heel turn?
Mm. No.
When he asked, if he was even a member of the Elite.
Anymore, yeah.
Or if the Nightmare family was even a family.
Yeah.
And it just seemed really jarring and out of place. So much so that, you know, there's got to be more to that than just a one-off.
Well, they're definitely phasing out Cody, I think, in relation for whatever reason it is with Elite. And they've teased this the last 2 weeks. Yeah. I didn't even catch them. Now I'm going to go back and watch that one particular part.
Yeah.
If anything was, like, awkward and out of place or whatever, it was Arn's fucking vest.
You know what he was dressed like? He's dressed like the dude that you get in the car to get your driver's license with the DMV and shit, and he's sitting there with a clipboard and shit.
You mean a driving evaluator?
Whatever the fuck they called, but that's what he looked like.
So I have to give him props because he's obviously taking lessons from one of the greatest college football coaches in recent history, being Urban Meyer. I'm just saying.
He does this all the time. You notice that shit?
Yeah. Just like Ohio State football when he was there. Awesome.
Wow.
Take it as you will.
All right. That's all y'all got for AE Dubs.
What else happened?
That's it. All right. Let's move over to Simon.
Hold on. I had a question. What version of Matt Hardy do we get?
Every version of Matt Hardy.
Yeah. I'm just wondering because this one wasn't announced. They asked the question and it never came about. I was just curious. Go ahead, move on.
You know what? I was more distracted by Jim Ross's goatee. I don't know, man. It looked like something kind of just crawled on his face and just kind of died right on his face.
Oh my god.
So can we go ahead and fantasy book. I'm going to take a page out of Lucky's book. Can we just go ahead and fantasy book the end of that Orange Cassidy Chris Jericho match at Fighter Fest now?
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know. Might be the same thing that I said a couple of weeks ago on this very show.
Uh-oh.
You have Mike Tyson come out there and hit the knockout punch, and he knocks Jericho out, and then Orange Cassidy gets the win.
Mm.
Yeah.
That sounds about right to me. It sets up
Mike Tyson versus Chris Jericho at probably All Out.
So basically, Chris Daniels, friend of show, you heard it. So
make there you it go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It's exactly. You're welcome.
Good stuff. Let's talk about Simon Street's favorite show, WWE SmackDown.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Look, I like the show. I hate the theme song.
Well, that is true.
Fucking.
But are you ready?
Not the song, but where it belongs. Not on SmackDown.
Were you upset that AJ Styles celebration got ruined by our very own Matt Riddle?
Well, bro, yeah.
Okay.
For real. I mean, look. Matt Riddle's cool. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you this, that I love the angle that AJ Styles is going in. I like the fact that Riddle went over. I do like that, okay, because that's good for him. But with AJ, they are making it very complex, and I think that they're doing that to set up what they want the IC title to be. I feel like they're putting so much emphasis on this championship, and let's be honest, one of the more historic championships that WWE has. So I feel like maybe Michaels can answer this a little bit more. He is our golden age of wrestling museum curator. and I'm not saying that in disrespect, but I'm saying out of all of us,
Michaels is a historian.
Yeah, true.
So what I am saying, and hear the question. What I am saying is, in your perspective, which I do value, what's a way that they can bring this great prestigious title into prominence for today?
Well, my dear fellow, going back to the days of 1987 and WrestleMania 3, when one Ricky the Dragon Steamboat faced Randy Macho Man Savage for the Intercontinental Championship. And it just brings a tear to my eye. 93,000 fans. Remember when we could be together? That used to be a thing, by the way, for all you kids who don't know. You see, you used to be able to gather in one place all together. you might not know that, but again, I'm a golden age historian, so therefore.
Yeah.
And I really think that, you know, when you look at the terms of the Honky Tonk Man, I think that there's no problem that the Honky Tonk Man could beat Ricky Steamboat that quickly, but Savage would lose to Steamboat. But that's how good Honky Tonk Man was, is that he could beat Savage, you know, with the guitar, and then Elizabeth, and then, you know, then Hogan and him, Macho Man, Hogan, and the magic powers explode. And it was just like, whoa, what's going on? You know, and then eventually, you know, he'd be, oh, brother, rip him, you know, and then no holds barred, Zeus.
Put his train back on the tracks, bro.
So I think the Intercontinental title is very important. I think they could definitely do something with it.
All right, well, there you go.
Tell you, man, that's pearls of wisdom. I appreciate you.
Hey.
And I love you.
Hey, you know what? Actually, I think this situation is a very serious one. And we have to call it out. What we have to do in times like this is simply call a beaver a beaver.
Come on, man. That's like three times. Five times. By the end of the show.
Call a beaver a beaver.
Being a noted Golden Age historian, that brings me to when they used to have little people wrestling, the great Little Beaver. Now, go back, watch. I'm telling you, if you want to see some good little people wrestling, Sky Lolo versus Little Beaver. You heard it right here?
All right.
So I actually like Sonya Deville's outfit. I thought
it was really a hitman.
Yeah. I think that should be her ongoing outfit going forward, even in the ring. Just full-on suit. Boom.
In the ring, I wouldn't like that. Yeah. But I definitely would.
Why not?
I definitely would like to see her, dressing in that fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, if it ultimately it comes down to, you know, what she wants to do, if she's comfortable with that and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, but I think that would put a very unique twist onto the character, and it could help her to stand out. And I think I view it as nothing but a positive.
I've always thought that she was just like, I'm really happy to see. I guess it just, She just had to wait her turn, you know, because I've always thought she was just talented from the beginning, and I was wondering why they wasn't using her, you know, the way she should be used from the time she's been with, you know, been on the roster.
You know the reason why.
Well, yeah, okay. But still.
I mean, there is a bit of an agenda, let's be honest, but at the end of the day, the one thing I'm proud for Sonya Deville is she, in the beginning, was not even on the radar.
Yeah.
But she bided her time and she built up in that time. Now, I don't know because I'm not a smart from Smartville. Mm. But
we do have a king.
I know. But I am saying is I don't know her personally, but I'm sure given the results we see right now that she invested in herself. So when her shot came, she pulled the trigger and now she's reaping the rewards. Let it fly free, baby.
All right. No doubt. I know we talked about the women's tag team. They made their appearance at the ringside. I mean, Corey was he just stayed silent for mainly the rest of the their match. You know, it was pretty hilarious. They're just awesome as a team. We talked about them already. But I'm just curious on Nikki. Okay, because trying to think of her name for a minute, like where the
you must be on those edibles.
No, I'm not. No, but when Nikki come out, did you guys think that it was going to be her that was going to attack them before she came out, or were y'all thinking where the hell was she? Where the hell was she?
They had a whole little thing way beforehand.
Yeah,
where they had they had Tamina,
right?
Yeah, the other one. So they had everybody that was right there. I'm talking about where did Nikki Cross? Because I mean, obviously, it was going to lead up to her.
Yeah,
I already know it was about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, there's two bullseyes that whole locker room can't wait to get at. And it did.
Yeah, yeah. How about Bray Wyatt? What did you just take on that? He went old school.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know it's great that he can pull from that character. There's always been the rumor that they've let Bray almost have creative control over his character, and you know it's great that they're allowing him to have such creative freedom and liberties with his character, if indeed that is the case.
Yeah.
I'm in. I didn't foresee this layer to the storyline.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming. And then when he went back to the old school and he's got the Aloha shirt and he's got the white pants and, you know, he's the exact same guy that he always was. Really well done.
Let me ask you this though, Sin City and the other guys, you could jump in. Would that be kind of cool? You know, let me just fantasy book for a little bit, I guess.
Ooh. We all get used to this.
So let me not necessarily say, I want to say booking, but wouldn't it be great though that we actually do see Braun get caught up in the trance? And for a minute, it does seem like that he kind of goes back towards Bray in a team again until at some point he breaks out of it, however he breaks out of that. But wouldn't it be kind of cool to see that somehow he gets caught up by all these memories and things that are brought back. And before you know it, now Braun is taking this old school approach of how they were at the beginning. Would that sound like something that would be pretty interesting?
I would love to see that. The thing that I would have to say is if you're going to do that and be effective with it, then have it actually lead to Braun getting mind controlled again, basically, and have him actually submit to Bray, have him lay down in the middle of the ring, and you pull the trigger and you put the belt back on Bray.
That would be
and
awesome.
And do it by those means.
Right.
Technically, at the end of the day, Bray didn't beat Braun Strowman for the title.
Yeah.
You know, Braun Strowman beat Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
And Braun, you know, and Braun needs something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Needs something. That would be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's really good, man. For somebody that don't do that, you did an excellent job. I mean,
nice job,
all us to shame. As you fade out in your spiritual form.
We'll get Bruce Pritchard on the line. For real. Let's see if we can't. Let's see if we can make that thing pop into fruition.
Yeah, send me a check. But that's all. I mean, you guys have anything else that stood out for you for SmackDown?
I like the things that they're making traditional with SmackDown, which is cool, and to get people involved. And these small things mean a lot, I think, down the road. So little things like how Kofi and Biggie, when they come out, they always throw the stuff at the announce table. Mm-hmm. They're making that a tradition that you look forward to. And they always do stuff like this as part of the business, but I'm seeing it more prevalent. And so you saw like Sasha and Bayley.
Look forward to pancakes being tossed at people?
Not the way that you're saying it, because that sounds weird. But
let's call a beaver a beaver.
That's four times. I just needed one more. No, but the point that I was saying, and maybe it's just me finding, you know, greatness in it for me. But I like how like Bayley and Sasha got into it. She's like, oh, let me take notes. Let me do this. I like how they're doing that. And I feel like this quarantine era has allowed them again to look at some small things and start making good on them. I can only hope that when this dies down, if it dies down and we go back to normal, that they'll continue to those small details, put work and effort into them because we notice them.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that would be it as in terms of the our wrestling. Let's jump over right quick to The Last Ride. First off, have everyone seen it? I know you've probably got some of so a lot of folks that maybe haven't seen it, but you've probably have seen the hashtags that's come through and everything. So yeah. What is? I mean, wow. I mean, yes, he definitely should now be hanging it up, but how do you like about the announcement, I guess, coming through on The Last Ride versus it had been in the ring? I thought how way he left that the Mania, not the one
we saw.
Yeah, the one at Mania.
The one we were at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Would have been like the perfect time. I mean, hell, I would think I was at my seat kind of, you know. Don't put your hand up. Don't put your hand up.
Hold on. Are you the guy? Were you at WrestleMania when Undertaker lost for the first time?
That was not me. I wasn't that guy.
No, he's not that guy.
Wow.
You have to prove that. Make that face.
We do not all look alike, Matt Michaels. Okay.
Well, no, but say,
yeah, go ahead, King.
Like when you're watching mm-hmm. The Last Ride, one of the things that you learn from that is that he was chasing that ghost and he was trying to have that perfect send off. And the match with Roman didn't go the way that he wanted it to, even though the way that it was booked and he left his gloves in the ring and hat, things like that, you know, that would have been the perfect send off, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But the match didn't go well. So he was trying to find that validation. And that's the reason why you could say with the positive feedback that they got from the Boneyard match that this was the perfect right way for him to go out. And I even said it when he had that match and he threw up at the end that and he rode off. I was like, that's probably it for him.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on really quick. Yep. All right, cool. That was the Saudi embassy. Apparently, Taker's going to get about $50 million to wrestle a match.
No, I think this time it's Taker.
That is a big factor, but I was going to say the one cool thing I like is how many of y'all remember that movie, The Wrestler?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This man actually had the real movie better than the original script.
Yeah.
Of a wrestler. And we got a chance to see that. Knowing that live, we all kind of felt that when he left his ring gear after Roman beat him, and grown men, including myself, were I wasn't crying, but I had tears in my eyes. It, you know, that was to me when he retired. But we get to see that storyline. What was his thought process? Because we all thought, wow, okay, Undertaker's coming back. So now he's going to do a Saudi show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I thought that was weird the first time. Y'all remember the first crown jewel that they had? They had it on the card, and I was like, that's weird that they're really going for gold for that. What was his thought process? You know, was he picking those spots? When am I going to end it? When am I going to end it? And that's cool that documentary that they had did that.
I will say this, that he didn't have many more matches left, right? And ideally, you got to look at him as who else could he work with to, you know, for another final match? You know, what made sense? And I think the only other one out there to me, and they should have did it at 31, but would have been Bray Wyatt, and have him put Bray Wyatt over, and that's it. That's the end of his career, is putting over Bray Wyatt, who's that same kind of character, you know, once-in-a-lifetime character that you can now move forward with in the future.
So what you're basically saying is we won't have to hear that fucking story again. Please.
You won't, because he retired and the story now retired.
God, you must have said that about 5 times. You got to go back and check every episode.
But here's the thing. I will say to your little retort, Lucky, that if that did happen and he was able to do his last match with Bray Wyatt, we wouldn't have gotten the best Bray Wyatt we have now. If they had to follow that cookie cutter, because I'm telling you right now, this is like a little bit of Mick Foley, a little bit of The Undertaker, a little bit of Cactus Jack, a little bit of whatever wrestler you can add in. He is an homage to all of those ones that we grew up watching. So yeah, I think I'm glad he didn't go down that route.
Yeah, but if he defeated Taker, what if he would have taken possession of all the Undertaker's powers?
Well, I mean, that makes for very good story fodder, but no, I'm not buying that. Come again.
Okay.
But really quick, guys. Comment from.
He buried a man in a graveyard.
Yes, true. But he didn't bury as many people as Hogan did. Let's go on to the next question.
Really quick, somebody in Facebook chat, the Unprofessional Wrestling Podcast, Cody asks, you guys talking about Taker yet? Is he done? Yeah, so the hashtags have come out on social media. Thank you, Taker. So for all intents and purposes, he is done. Plus, it's been reported by several news outlets that he is finished. So
yeah.
Now he definitely can ride off into the sunset.
News outlets? I'm telling you right now, it was fake. He is not done. He is not done. Fake.
Well,
okay.
Fake news.
He'll be wrestling the mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee, called WrestleMania 37.
Well, let me ask you this. Is there any capacity that you want to see Undertaker in going forward? I mean, you know, guest ring announcer or the podium analyst at before the pay-per-view? Or I mean, you just want him done? No. Like, keep him off, period?
I want him to enjoy his life.
Yes.
Okay. The most dedicated wrestler to Vince. And it's now time for him to just ride off into the sunset.
Yeah. I agree.
There's a chance he might not even do a Hall of Fame speech if, they put him in within the next few years.
Mm-hmm.
He just hates being in the spotlight out of character. So,
But there's not a role for him to be had there. It's just time for him to go and, you know, relax and enjoy his kids and his life. You know, he's got his health pretty much in check now. His knees are good. So,
all right. So let me put it all out there on the table so everyone could get your final answer of a yes or a no. And then it's there for the record. Do you ever think that
Time out. I'm sorry. Why does my shit say a beaver?
A beaver.
That's five times.
Oh God.
I'm sorry. In fact, I'm just looking. I'm saying, why say a beaver?
Yeah. Well, if you look, most of our names has kind of changed a little bit, you know, because he's over there doing.
Oh, you did that. The fucking.
The producer of our chat is over there making some moves, but but anyways, so let me just throw the question out there and see what you guys think. All right, so we have it on the record. Do you ever think we will see Taker again in any capacity in the WWE? King Lucky, going forward, yes or no? That's all I need.
Are we just giving a one word answer?
Yep.
Yes or no?
Yes or no? That's perfect. All I need.
No.
Okay, Sin City.
Yes.
I was about to call you a beaver, but Simon Street. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. Okay. Matt Michaels.
No.
No. Okay. Well, I'll give my answer, and I would say yes.
Ah!
I would say yes.
Well, I thought we were supposed to celebrate because we thought alike. That's what all human beings do.
So, since you're never put on the spot with anything, why do you say yes?
I think he will at some point be talked into a non-wrestling role, but I just don't know what that would be. Even if it's just appearing for some reason.
That compromises, to me, it compromises who he is.
Commissioner Taker, could we possibly see that someday?
You could see that too. I mean, you just, I don't know. Listen, I'm with the whole idea of him not, you know, showing up and being done with it. But come on, we know how this industry works, man. It's hard to say that I would never do nothing again. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
It just broke.
It just broke.
Undertaker is actually now going to be Aleister Black's valet.
Wow. Oh my God.
That was
the man is ever truly good.
That wasn't from Forbes.com, right? Because I actually liked them as a good source.
That was from Sports Kita.
Oh, geez. All right. Well, look, we love Taker, man. I don't know if you ever hear it, but we love everything he's done for man, decades, and we're gonna miss him, man. We all of us grew up to the time of his start of his career to now. So, man, we thank you for everything you've done, man. And you know, for the network, we can go and enjoy all of those great matches that you had, and you know, we'll just go from there.
His epic bouts with Kamala and Giant Gonzalez, and even Undertaker himself.
Yeah, Undertaker versus Undertaker.
Yeah,
can't forget that one.
Yeah.
Undertaker, if you're listening, come on the show.
Hell yeah!
Yeah,
hell yeah.
What do you have to lose?
Yeah. Nothing else to do. Come on, show.
That's true.
I mean, it'll be fun.
And who else would want to talk to the fucking, or, well, my new name is now Master Beaver. Master Beaver to you, goddammit.
And Taker, we will only allow for one smart question, because I know you're tired of all those same questions. We're going to ask you questions we never get to hear you ask. So you're only going to get one smart question. We'll let the king of smarts ask you that. It's probably going to be, what was your favorite match of all time? You know, so just prepare for now for that answer, King. I mean, for a Taker, and we'll go from there.
It's against your slippers. How about that?
I think the one question I would ask is like, are you going to come up with 101 ways to get your lady exercises out of, what do you say? What was his phrase? He said, get your lady gym out of my garage. Don't mute me. He said that on a show. They made like a whole skit thing. Why are y'all looking at me like that?
We're wrapping it up.
What the fuck? Y'all gonna put me on Isolation Island on that one? No one ever saw that. I swear there was something where they were said, all right.
Well, I'll tell you what. All right. You
find a reference and bring it to us next week. Back to you, Beaver.
Master Beaver. God damn it, man. Now I'm just a question mark. At least put me as Enigma.
All right.
The question mark.
Sorry. What did you say?
I am an enigma.
Enigma. An enema? Is that what he said?
I'm done. An enema. Now y'all can continue.
An enema. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and fuck it.
King Lucky. King Lucky. King Lucky. King
Charismatic Lucky. Enema.
So charismatic enema.
King yeah. Lucky. I'm trying to talk to the king, guys. Let me talk to the king. UFC took place this past weekend. It looked like we had a heavyweight, featherweight woman match here. What's your take on what happened? Five rounds. Now, I don't know any of these people. I might mess up their names. Curtis Blades versus Alexander Volkov. I got that right. Five rounds in that, and Curtis seemed like he won. How did that go, man?
Man, Curtis, you know, from the jump, just took control. Smothered him, you know, and Volkov is a big boy, 6'7", but he just got stuck. He couldn't get out of the mud, and Blades did a sound strategy, take him down. He punched him a couple of times. He gassed out about, like, the third or fourth rounds, however, from putting in all that work, and was very close to potentially that fight going the other way, but it was good. And I'll tell you the other fight that I was just blown away with was Tisha Torres. Dude, she, like, the first minute, she was getting smothered, put up against the cage, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then she just came out of nowhere just with blistering combos and stuff. That was just unreal. So it was a good card. I mean, there was some solid matches. UFC is also announced, you know, their kind of final fights for Fight Island. So, I mean, they're going out with a bang. Really good fights on tap. So, you know, keeping fans entertained. Sports are not back yet. NBA is rumored to be back end of July. But the UFC still pushing forward and putting on great fights.
Cool. And you will continue to keep fans updated through the Vegas Bad Boys MMA Instagram page.
That's right. Yeah. Check it out. Subscribe.
Absolutely. All right. I think we've covered it all, fellas. We're going to allow us to say our goodbyes for the week and whatever things that's on your mind. So why don't we go with, how about you, question mark, Enigma, Enema, a beaver.
Charismatic Enema.
Simon Street, I'm sorry.
Charismatic Enema.
That shirt's going to be available tonight.
Yeah, wow. Man. I don't know what to say.
Yes.
Last thing.
Oh, he's muted. Oh, man.
Simon, that is the best that you've sounded all week. Let me just tell you that.
Oh, man. All right. You got to unmute him now.
Hey, the thing is, he didn't even know he can unmute himself.
I found out that I can unmute myself.
All right. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
No. This is all a good fun. Anyways, the one thing I will say on a serious note is everybody be good to yourselves. Be good to others. If you take every day, be grateful and try to empathize with your human beings, you'll be happy with the results at the end of the day. As far as tomorrow, I'm going to be doing Streetside Streams. I'm going to be streaming Valorant. It was fun doing it last weekend or last Monday. That was fun. We had DJ Impact blessed us with some music that I was able to play before getting kicked. It was amazing.
Yeah.
People that tuned in loved it and loved the fact that how you put your mixes together. It's amazing. Oh, so I want to say that.
Thank you.
So I'm going to be doing that tomorrow at 7 o'clock without DJ Impact's music, but I'm still going to be streaming Valorant. Hope you guys tune in. Thank you.
Yeah, I might pop on and give some commentary. Who knows? You know?
Ooh. And I'll leave the Discord chat open. Anybody want to jump on?
All right. Let's go over to you. Oh, Sin City Sexy. Oh,
shit. Why do you gotta lie to people?
There you go.
Sin City Streamers too.
I'm gonna let the.
Hey, I gotta be honest with you. I love that a lot better than La Sex Gods.
All right, let the man talk.
So whoever our producer that changed my name, thank you. But clearly, you have a problem with your vision, and I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Yeah,
man, Sin City Steve, you full of shit, bro. You cut your hair, got that nice little shave job, man. See you on your GQ squad. I see you, man.
So a couple of things, guys. I definitely want to just make a quick comment. Obviously, we had a wonderful discussion with Sarah the Rebel,
mm-hmm.
Concerning the events that have occurred recently, or that have come to light recently, I should say,
mm-hmm.
In the world of professional wrestling. And, you know, at the end of the day, what it comes down to is we have to be better people. I said on this very show a couple of weeks ago, when we were talking about race relations, that we need to be better people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to be better people.
Yeah.
We need to be better people. Simple enough. If you see something, say something. Don't sweep stuff under the rug. That has no place in this culture.
Mm-hmm.
So the quicker that we can, you know, purge and rebuild, the better off we'll be. I know that this is like the most awkward segue of all time. If you guys that are listening and watching right now, if you like the content that we are putting on for you every week, there are a couple of ways how you can show your support. You can hit up our merch store. So obviously, go check that out. If you see a design you like, feel free to get it. Post a picture on social media. Tag us. We'll make sure that we blast you all over our social media. We really appreciate you guys for liking, sharing, subscribing, and getting the notifications for when we go live, when we're doing all this stuff. So if you like what we're doing, do that. But if maybe you don't have a need for a shirt, that's fine. I actually would like to give a shout out to one of our new sponsors for the show, and that is Rep Sports. The cool thing with Rep Sports is they've got products designed for pre-workout, weight loss, items that'll help you to build muscle, that are geared for health, wellness. And one thing that they actually just launched is a line of gourmet protein popcorn. So you can get yourself a case of this popcorn. It's got 13 grams of protein in it. So I've gotten some stuff on the way, and the best part is, all that you need to do is, again, if you like what you're hearing, go to Rep Sports. That's REPPsports.com. Check out all the stuff that they've got on there. They've got the Raise line of energy drinks on there as well. And if you put in our coupon code, which is simply Vegas, you'll save 15% off your first order.
Nice.
So that's awesome. So, you know, hit the gym, get your pre-workout stuff going,
mm-hmm.
Get your weight loss program going, get you some energy drinks. Simon Street, obviously you're playing games all the time. We're all doing all sorts of crazy stuff. And I know that this is just a cross section of our listener base.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of our listeners, they've got the stuff that they're doing. So, yeah, repsports.com, coupon code Vegas for 15% off.
Absolutely. Let's go over to you, King Lucky.
Woo! Thank you for your support. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You guys are awesome.
Okay.
That was sexy.
Matt Michaels.
Very simple. Steve made the point. We can all be better people. And, you know, as you can see, we are now all better people.
Yeah. Our names has been changed to Better People, folks. All right.
We got a long way to go to be better. We got a long way to go.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being better people and a beaver people.
Well, them beaver people, man, they just be chumping on all types of bullshit. So,
Be better, not beaver.
That's the shirt right there. Be better, not beaver.
Well, now that you mentioned the shirt, I'm sure King Lucky's going to get right on it.
Every, like, I'm serious, man. I want like tail and everything. Be better, not Beaver.
Everyone, we always thank you for listening to us, and some of you probably found out now can see us. We will continue as long as we can to be back weekly to entertain you. Subscribe, listen to us, download, and tell other people about us as well. Remember to check out all of our social media sites, pretty much at Vegas Bad Boys with a Z. On all social media platforms, and we should pop up. So with that, let's all be better people. We out.
Vegas Bad Boys of Podcasting.